Now let's look at the views of Robert Torrens on sliding scale tariffs. Again, we're going to focus on the collection called The Budget, published in 1834, and we're going to focus on the first full item in that volume, namely Letter to Lord Russell. If you're wondering, Russell was the leader of the Whig Party at the time, and he later became Prime Minister. There's also a well-known bar in London named after him today. The letter concerns a policy dispute over the tariffs on barley, wheat, and rye. At the time, these commodities entering England were subject to tax. The key economic point in the background here is that English consumers really faced a very high level of risk. Keep in mind, we're talking about a much poorer economy, many people are living close to subsistence, and changes in the price of, say, bread have a significant impact on their ability to eat and their ability to afford the conveniences of everyday life. The idea that this price risk for bread is a very serious matter, that's going to be essential to the economic arguments Torrens is going to create. At the time, what was in place was a fixed tariff. What Torrens wanted to see implemented in its place was a sliding scale tariff, and that would mean the tariff would be low when the price of foodstuffs was high, and the tariff would be high when the price of foodstuffs was low. Torrens's basic argument is that such a sliding scale tariff would have superior risk-sharing properties compared to the fixed tariff, that is, it would smooth out changes in the price of foodstuffs. In particular, he was focused on the case when prices are expected to rise, of course because of a bad harvest, and that really is the problematic situation in an economy with so many people living close to subsistence. In that case, he argued that both the high price of foodstuffs and the now lower tariff rate would encourage the importation of food and indeed forestall some of the worst aspects of food crises. Torrens also offered a behavioral argument which drew upon some ideas from Adam Smith. Adam Smith noted that businessmen can be over-optimistic about earning profits, and Torrens quite generally believed this was the case. So if the price of foodstuffs is going up and the tariff on foodstuffs is going down, Torrens realized that there could be over-optimism on the part of business, and there could be, from the point of view of business, an excess of importation or an over-adjustment. But this was exactly what Torrens favored. He saw this system as putting more risk on merchants because of the possibility of excess response, and that excess response is at the same time putting less risk on consumers. So when food prices really do start to rise, well, the market may build up what appears to be an excess inventory of food from the point of view of business, but that's precisely what is needed from the point of view of consumers when it comes to risk sharing and protection against those very worst of world states. And that's a pretty neat and sophisticated argument, especially for the 1830s. It's tying together ideas from behavioral economics, the theory of optimal risk bearing, and theory of optimal taxation, all in a short pamphlet, or rather letter, written to someone in Parliament. Torrens is in general a quotable writer, and here's my favorite section from the letter to Lord Russell. Quote, "If there be, in the science of commercial legislation, any one maxim to which it is imperative upon a statesman to conform, it is, avoid sudden change. Human industry, like the human constitution, adapts itself to the circumstances in which it has long been placed." You can think of this as Torrens just saying in another way that risk and sudden change really can be serious economic problems. Just to sum up the contributions here, Torrens offered a very sophisticated analysis of risk sharing, an analysis of optimal taxation under uncertainty. He tied in some ideas from behavioral economics, and he applied it all to a concrete and very important issue. This letter to me, although quite short, is a very impressive economic document for its time.